Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen. Joining me from the Osceola Valley Audubon, the Vice President of the Osceola Valley Audubon, Sue Duncan. How are you, Sue?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on with us. And we got a few things to talk about, including, I know I've talked in the past, I think with Peggy Ridgway, about the Christmas bird count. That's coming up very soon.
It is, and it's a great way for people to get out and be outside in the winter. We ride around in cars for a few hours in the morning, take a break for lunch, and do it again in the afternoon. Just spotting birds at people's feeders and anywhere else we can find them. We do two different counts, Kevin. We have a lot of people in our group. We have over 100 members, and they are enthusiastic. So we do what's called a circle. It's a set amount of distance in the Tawas area on December 15th, and we do another circle in Oscoda on December 19th. And people who are interested are welcome to join us.
Okay.
So you don't have to be a great birder. We need people to just spot the birds.
That's what I was going to ask you. You don't have to know a lot. There you go. Just be able to see the birds, and that's all you really need to do. All right. Now, the website, the best place to go to learn more about the Christmas bird count?
Well, OsceolaValleyAudubon.org is our website, and that's a good place to go. But we also have a Facebook address now.
Okay.
And that's a real hard one to remember, Osceola Valley Audubon.
Simple as that. All right.
The hard part there is spelling Audubon.
Audubon, yes, you're right. It always slips me up, too. But you got the big bird count coming up, but I know you guys do meetings, too, and you want to talk about one that's coming up.
Well, we do. Maybe you don't know. Iosco County has the second highest number of bald eagles in the state. A lot of people think it's the UP.
Wow.
To the north of us, Alpena County has more.
Wow.
But
I did not know that.
It's amazing. And they actually go out and count the nests by plane and then come back and count the chicks so that they can go out and band them if it's in a place they can get to them. So one of the fellows who does that is going to come and talk to us about bald eagles. We're going to be over in Hale at the Hale Eagle Point Plaza. How's that for fitting?
How about that?
At 1 o'clock on December 11th, which is a Tuesday. And again, if people want more information, check our website, OsceolaValleyAudubon.org.
All right, and the last thing we want to talk about, maybe one of the most important things, Giving Tuesday on Tuesday, and you guys are a part of that through, was it the Community Foundation of Northeast Michigan?
It certainly is, and this is our third year being involved. We are just so excited because the monies we raise, we put back into the community. We have Kirtland Warbler Tours in June every Saturday. We have to pay our guides. They're excellent guides. They're well worth every penny, but we want to make it so anybody who wants to go out and see birds and enjoy being outside can go and not have to worry about coughing up $10 a person or whatever. So those tours are free. We have also done birdhouse building activities. We did the Tawas Point migration last year on our own with the help of some generous sponsors. We actually count birds for a couple different surveys. Our group is really quite active, and we also monitor for piping plovers on the beach. There's just an awful lot of things that we do that we think other people should join us with and join us for, I should say.
Yeah.
And if they have some extra change rattling around in their pockets, if they go online for Giving Tuesday, look for a white swan on a blue background.
Oh, okay.
That's Osceola Valley Audubon's logo, and you can click there and donate.
Very nice. Yeah, and please, I know there's a lot of organizations for Giving Tuesday through the Community Foundation of Northeast Michigan, and one of them is the Osceola Valley Audubon. And,
we are a 501c3, which is kind of a little extra bonus, and we've had various generous response in the past, and we hope that will continue in the future so we can keep inviting the public and children and people of all ages to enjoy the outdoors and birds. Gee, we have a lot of different kinds of meetings, too. We just had one about early people in Michigan before the Europeans.
Right.
I mean, we don't just do birds. We do cool stuff of all sorts.
Exactly. So check it out. Check out the website, OsceolaValleyAudubon.org, for more information. And again, Sue Duncan, the Vice President of the Osceola Valley Audubon. Sue, thanks for your time here on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.
Kevin, we appreciate all the good stuff you guys are doing for the community. Thank you so much.